KSL News Time is 6:09. Our first check of triple team traffic on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Andy Farnsworth.
Good morning, Brian. I'm taking a look at this crash. A truck lost control, spun out, crashed into the right side barrier. So it's not the left side. It's not the median. It's actually the right side concrete barrier southbound near the Bluffdale exit just before you get to Point of the Mountain. The right two lanes are gone from the crash with emergency vehicles. But again, it's on the southbound side, so there's not as much traffic. But a heads up, these roads are wet and they are icy and slippery. Anything involving an overpass on off ramps, those are going to be extra slick this morning. Take those speeds much slower than you normally would. Highway 111 looking pretty rough as well, kind of in between West Jordan and Kearns. Eric?
Same kind of slick conditions in the north end of Utah County, and we've got folks that are driving slower on northbound I-15 between Lehigh's Main Street and SR-92. Timpanogos Highway also is pretty slow, and we've had some accidents too. People haven't been cautious enough, or it's just been too slick. One is northbound that's in Orem at University Parkway, but we do have a southbound on-ramp accident as well at SR-92. Lynn Thomas?
Well, the Davis County drivers seem to be taking their time and getting where they're going from Clearfield on down to Farmington and Centerville, taking about 30 to 35 minutes from Ogden into the downtown area. There is some slow traffic jammed up there on SR-193 just south of Hill Air Force Base. Join Michael McLean and cast for the 25th anniversary tour of the Forgotten Carols. Critics call it the ultimate family event. Shows in Ogden, Salt Lake, Heber, and Orem. Visit ForgottenCarols.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic.